Welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast by Amanda Gray. My name is John White, and every week we will be reading some news stories from England slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. Week 28. French police raided Nicolas Sarkozy's home and offices this week as part of an investigation into illegal campaign funding, triggered by allegations that the former president, or his aides, received brown envelopes full of cash from France's richest woman, the elderly L'Oréal heiress Liliane Bettencourt. Sarkozy had enjoyed judicial immunity as president, but this expired on the 16th of June. He and his wife were on holiday in Canada when police entered their Paris home. The investigation is being led by a magistrate in Bordeaux, who is seeking to discover whether Sarkozy's 2007 election campaign benefited from €800,000 in illegal funding, and whether Bettencourt has been exploited by her entourage. Sarkozy's lawyer said the police would find nothing, as he'd done nothing wrong and had none of the secret meetings he is purported to have had with the heiress. Up to 3 million people were left without power this week in the eastern United States as a result of violent storms that downed trees, ripped off roofs, and killed at least 22 people. A state of emergency was declared in Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, and the District of Columbia. In Venus, Florida, a mother died after being sucked out of her home by a tornado, but managed to save the life of her 3-year-old daughter. Heather Town, 32, clung on to Anne Marie as they were thrown 200 feet through the air into woodland. She was found fatally injured, with her arm still locked around the girl. Western Europe's tallest tower was inaugurated in London this week. Measuring 1,016 feet, almost twice as high as the Gherkin, the 72-story shard is undeniably impressive. But it also encapsulates some of the uglier aspects of the city it now looms over. The skyscraper was imposed on London Bridge, despite local objections, and will contribute almost nothing to the relatively poor neighbourhood it stands in. The only working-class Londoners likely to enter the Shard will be those emptying the bins at night. The building is 95% owned by the government of Qatar, and its developers talk of it as a virtual town, with a 5-star hotel and a Michelin-starred restaurant. The office space rented out at the bottom is aimed at hedge funds and financiers. 10 flats valued at between £30 and £50 million will grace the higher floors, from where on a clear day it will be easier for super-rich owners to gaze out on the North Sea 44 miles away than on the ant-like locals below. Expensive, off-limits, largely owned by people who don't live here, the Shard is a perfect metaphor for what our capital is becoming. A sailor who had to be rescued twice in 48 hours was found to be navigating using a road map. Andy Brown was first towed to shore by the Royal National Lifeboat Institute when he got lost in the North Sea after asking the crew of a passing passenger ship off Cromer, Norfolk, for directions to Hull. 2 days later, his yacht ran aground a few miles up the coast at Wells. When the RNLI crew came on board, they found he had no marine charts and no radio and was using an AA-style map as his guide. That's all for this week. See you next week.